琉球ウェンドプライムダルマトーク There are two kinds of present. One is a continuation from the past, and one the other is the starting point of the future. And most of the people live in a present, which is continuation from the past. Why? It's because many of us were educated to have with a feeling of the powerless, with a feeling of the fear for not to be blamed by others, and you have to adapt to what adults say, otherwise you get punished. Not something spontaneously what we think it should be done. We are disciplined. Many of us are disciplined. How to adapt to the society. Therefore, fear and powerless feeling is one coin of the back and forth. But wait a minute. We should realize how much potential we have from our deepest level of ourselves. There is a God or Buddha breathing deep inside of yourself, and it is waiting to be awakened, waiting that you awaken to this potential that you can create your future, not living in the illusion of the past. The present is not the continuation of the past. It is illusion. Present is a start point of the future that you can create whatever you wishes to. In Mahayana Buddhism, there is a teachings of the four wisdom as four aspects of the universe or universal great spirit. It is one of them is that the great circle mirror wisdom. What is great circle mirror wisdom? It is one aspect of it is the structure of the universe. It means that all the phenomenon you are recognizing or you are experience in your life as a world, it is the reflection of your subconsciousness as a mirror. This is the one aspect of the structure of the universe. All the phenomenon you are recognizing as a world is a reflection of your subconsciousness as a mirror. Therefore, if you have a different subconsciousness, you are recognizing completely different phenomenon. Let's say in case you have subconsciousness of the other animal, you recognize totally, totally different world. Let's say you recognize, your subconsciousness is, or your spirit is the hungry ghost. And after your death, you totally no longer recognize the human world. Everything is a reflection of your subconsciousness. And subconsciousness, which sometimes they describe as karma. But anyway, because the universe, structure of the universe is an infinity, the circle, the mirror. As you practice, for example, mantra chanting and visualize image of Buddha as Mahayana Buddhism, gradually you be awakened to that wisdom, that you recognize the great circle mirror. You start recognize phenomenon in a different way. Phenomenon not as a physical phenomenon, as a reflection of your subconsciousness. When this wisdom start to be awakened, you start to gain ability much more easier to let the phenomenon appear, manifest in your life. The most important in a life is what feeling, what images do you have in the present, because this image is as a law of the infinite circle mirror. This image will be reflected as a phenomenon in the future. And as you start to being relief from the negative subconsciousness by the practice, and you start to be awakened your internal Buddha or internal God, and which makes you easier to let it manifest, to let manifest your image as a phenomenon. This is a practice, most important practice of the life, how you be able to manifest your image and your feeling as a phenomenon of your future experience. Jesus knew this method, and he manifested as a miracle all his images, visualizations were able to manifest it, and that's how he proved by showing the miracles. As we also have the ability, because our internal Buddha or internal God exists in our deepest level of our existence. let it appear and to be awakened and let's be easy to live a life with no powers, with be living in a be here now but not from the past continuation but with a starting point of the bright future. Every moment you can be, live with a be here now, with a bright future starting point. Every moment will be the bright future starting point. You have this ability. Thank you.